The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Many of us, I'm certain, have been hungry at one point or another. Heck, maybe we even were hungry right now, thinking about breakfast or maybe donuts and coffee after Mass, or maybe a big lunch or dinner or brunch, whatever you got planned. But this feeling of hunger that we experience, and just like most experiences, most feelings, we're pushed to satisfy it. So when we're tired, we get sleep. When we're thirsty, we drink water. When we're hungry, we eat. Pretty simple. But the reason we're pushed to satisfy these things is because this experience of hunger or thirst or tiredness is largely uncomfortable. It's not a pleasant experience. And so we're pushed, in some respect, to actually fulfill whatever need that is. But then there's a hunger that we experience that's more than physical. A spiritual hunger for something more, something deeper, something that satisfies for eternity. In fact, many of us are here today because of that hunger. We recognize that something is missing, that there's almost like this unfillable hole deep within us that no matter what earthly thing we throw at it is just not possible to satisfy. Can't be filled. Try as we might, that hunger for more, for deep connection, for deep meaning in life, never really goes away. Sure, we might try and fill it or even hide from it at times by binge-watching Netflix, endlessly scrolling on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, starting maybe a YouTube video and just pressing play and letting it just keep going and going and going without ever stopping. But this never really satisfies that deep longing that we find within us, that deep desire for more, that hunger for someone. The crowd in today's gospel, the ones who Jesus was speaking with, likely experienced the same hunger too. And that's a big part of what brought them across the sea, following some guy they barely knew, only catching little bits of gossip about how he had healed their neighbor or restored sight to a blind man. But that spiritual hunger drove them to seek out something, someone, who could satisfy it. They wanted more in their lives. And maybe, just maybe, this random preacher in the middle of the desert could do something about it. I want to share a story with you. 200 years ago, a young Episcopalian woman accompanied her husband, a merchant, to Italy. They had sailed from the United States, hoping that the change in climate might help the husband, whose failing business had eventually negatively affected his health. Tragically, he died while they were there. And upon the death of her husband, the grieving young widow was warmly received by an Italian family. This family happened to be business acquaintances of her deceased husband. And she stayed with them for a few months before she could arrange a return to America. And I know in our days, like, what do you mean a few months? Well, you know, 200 years ago, there's no telephone, there's no cell phone, there's no internet. So it takes time to, like, actually plan an entire trip across the oceans. And so she stayed with this family for a few months. And during her stay with that family, the young widow was impressed by their faith, their Catholic faith, and most especially their devotion to the Holy Eucharist, their frequent attendance at Mass, the reverence with which they received Holy Communion, the awe they showed toward the Blessed Sacrament on feast days when the Eucharist was carried in procession. And miraculously, this young woman, who had been broken at the loss of her husband, was healed by the hunger she had for this mysterious presence of the Lord. Upon returning home, this young widow immediately requested instruction in the Catholic faith from her local priest. She was received into the church shortly after, and when asked, she described her first reception of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament as the happiest moment of her life. This young widow was later canonized. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first native-born saint of the United States. St. Elizabeth recognized her hunger for our Lord in the Eucharist, and even that hunger itself, not even fully communion with our Lord yet, but just that hunger for our Lord, recognizing it for what it was transformative. It was healing. Oftentimes, though, like I said before, we don't even realize that we're spiritually hungry. There's so much noise in the world that we can barely hear our own thoughts, let alone this hunger within. We distract ourselves with television, movies, music, conversation, anything to cover up that feeling of spiritual hunger, that desolation, that uncomfortableness of being alone, anything that can cover it up. But today, whether we recognize our hunger or not, whether we try to run from it or hide from it, today Christ is offering us food to eat, food that nourishes, food that heals, food that saves. The food that he offers is the source and summit of our faith. It is none other than the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fullness of God himself. He is really, truly, substantially present in the Eucharist, in Holy Communion. And he's present every single day here in this altar, at every moment, in this tabernacle, here at every moment, waiting for us, hoping for a visit. My brothers and sisters, that deep spiritual longing that we hunger and thirst for can only truly, really be satisfied by God himself. And he has, in fact, given us himself as food in this Blessed Sacrament. And he invites all of us to receive him today, either in the flesh, in Holy Eucharist, or in a spiritual communion. So I hope that we all take that into consideration, that we recognize who it is we receive when we come up, who it is that we receive, who comes to the altar every single Mass, where heaven kisses earth and our Lord becomes present.